Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 276 in the series. In preparation for the Finance Committee budget hearings, scheduled for Wednesday, May 27, Thursday, May 28, Tuesday, June 2, and Thursday, June 4, I thought it would be helpful to read the budget narrative that our town administrator Jamie Helen wrote and shares as part of the FY 2021 budget package. So here we go. The Executive Summary FY 2021 Budget. I am presenting a balanced budget proposal for fiscal year 2021, or FY 21. This budget will serve as a blueprint for spending as the fiscal year begins. Given the COVID-19 crisis that engulfed the world over the past 2 to 3 months, the town's budget position has been significantly altered. At the beginning of March 2020, the town was looking at an additional $3.5 million plus or minus in addition revenues going into the fiscal year on July 1. As of Memorial Day, the town is looking at least a $1.7 million less than expected from local revenue resources, receipts, tax levy. This will result in significant cutbacks. Consider this round one. I am expecting additional revenue reductions due to an expected cut to local aid from the state. I have estimates below of what that state aid cut could look like. The bottom line is FY21 will be a very turbulent road, if not a devastating one, that will likely have far-reaching effects on the service delivery to the community. The situation will require every department to develop new protocols, question spending, rethink service delivery, and prepare for uncharted territory. The situation will also require significant engagement from all stakeholders and citizens in the community. Be prepared for a lot of change. A paragraph I wrote for the March 4th, 2020 Town Council budget discussion summarizes our current status still very well. And the quote goes, "The final takeaway message is that given the current economic conditions in Massachusetts, we expect the above trends to continue on a rinse and repeat basis for the next 2 fiscal years, barring any unforeseen circumstances in the economy or another major unforeseen global or national event. The municipal and school administrations continue our daily resolve to look at every dollar spent and how we can change the way we do business to alleviate any need for additional property tax increases from citizens. That said, any deviation from the trends written in this memo will require deeper community-wide discussions on solutions to the trends outlined above. As has been noted for several years, the town was going to be in difficult fiscal times prior to COVID-19. The pandemic will only expedite these realities the town administration and the respective boards and committees have been discussing publicly for many years. I can safely say that FY22 and FY23 will see even larger challenges. However, those times are so far in the distance, it's impossible to model out what those years will look like. I recognize I'm required to provide a 5-year forecast, but in my professional opinion, it is much too early to think about FY22 in any type of modeling. There are simply too many factors and too much uncertainty to project that far. I will aim to provide a traditional forecast in the fall when a budget is being revised after the state aid budget numbers are finalized. The budget before the community this evening is only a blueprint." He then goes on in the narrative to talk about FY21 budget highlights and assumptions. Here are the revised assumptions being incorporated into the FY21 budget relative to the budget model that was released at the March 4, 2020 Town Council meeting. General highlights. The staff will continue to update the budget model as new information becomes available. We have a town budget page, and people should consult the website for the latest information. We've also added a new feature with historical data in Appendix D. The town will unquestionably have to revise the budget this fall and or winter at least once after the state budget is finalized and we have better trends on local revenues in the economy. this budget will be at least one of two budgets to be approved for FY21. There may be more as the year unfolds. I will draft spending restriction policies over the course of the spring and summer as the situation evolves. Just because funding is approved in a budget does not mean we will spend the money. On the revenue highlights, the budget stabilization fund is completely empty, as the remaining amount was used to balance the FY20 budget. The town does not have one-time reserves to build into this budget or bail us out. There is no rainy day money. The property tax levy will be reduced $450,000 from $3,028,452 to $2,578,452 in the new property tax revenue due to a reduction in new growth estimates. While our property tax base is set by statute and therefore fixed, we anticipate an unknown economy in construction and therefore in new growth. I base this assumption off the crisis in 2009, and you can refer it to the attached history. State aid is an unknown. As of today, I do not know when the FY21 state budget will be completed. The staff have maintained the Governor's House 1 budget from late January is the budget model. As it currently stands, a $121,082 decrease in local aid from FY20 is the net result. This number predates COVID-19. At a revenue hearing in mid-April, the Mass Taxpayers Foundation released a report estimating a near 15% decline in revenue for the state, or $4.4 billion short of what the state agreed upon in December as the basis for the FY21 state budget deliberations. Some say it's going to be $6 billion. I cannot see how a portion of this deficit is not passed along to cities and towns through cuts to local aid. As a result, I anticipate any mid-year budget cuts will largely due to a reduction in state aid. I do not expect the final state budget done prior to Labor Day. I do expect the legislator and governor to look at local aid resolution, an agreed upon number, in order for the town to budget earlier than the final budget. I do expect a push of federal aid to states with significant resources allocated for revenue replacement at the local level. Many factors and questions with very few concrete answers at this time. If state aid gets cut at a certain percentage, there are additional revenue reductions the town could see come fall 2020 in the FY21 budget. A 5% cut in state aid will result in a reduction of $1.6 million. A 10% cut in state aid will result in a reduction of $3.2 million. A 15% cut in state aid would result in a reduction of $4.8 million. A 20% cut in state aid would result in a reduction of $6.4 million. A 25% cut in state aid would result in a reduction of $8 million. The town's local receipts source of revenue will be one of the largest reductions in the budget. Overall, we are estimating a $1.7 million drop in local revenues from FY20. In March, I was anticipating increasing this revenue by about $500,000 prior to COVID-19. A detailed breakdown is in the budget overview. The recommendation for the host community agreement funds remains the same. $275,000 will go to the school department and $25,000 to the SAFE Coalition. A line revenue item has now been created to budget for these. There is the likelihood of additional revenue in this category coming in FY22. On the expenditures highlights, the Franklin's Public School District will see an increase of $500,000 over FY20 in the operating budget and an additional $300,000 from the Host Community Agreement, HCA, to address the mental health and substance abuse issues that have grown over time in our school district. Note, $25,000 of the HCA is earmarked for the SAFE Coalition. Municipal employee health care and pension costs will absorb $956,000 in new revenue for the municipal departments and some non-teacher employees right off the bat. These numbers do not include the school department portion of health insurance. I am proposing to maintain our commitment to CBAs and municipal staff at this point with a 2% COLA for FY21. CBA is collective bargaining agreements. COLA is a cost of living increase. If there was ever 1 year to support our employees who have worked so tirelessly to keep our ship afloat the last 2 months, it would be now. Additionally, the CBAs have departmental reforms that are helping reallocate or shift cost to address present and future needs and trends. Our departments are constantly changing the way we do business in order to stabilize cost to preserve core services. Please see the department narratives below for more specifics. I anticipate a merger of the Mendon-Millville Regional Dispatch Center into the Metacomet Emergency Communication Center, or MEC, on January 1, 2021, which gives the special district access to state development grants. This move will save approximately $670,000 in operating capacity on the municipal side versus if the merger did not happen. I've budgeted a half-year assessment. The merger takes effect mid-fiscal year. Debt is very low. The town needs to prepare to increase these line items in FY22 and FY23. Borrowing authorization legislation for facilities, infrastructure, and technology will be discussed on the last evening of the hearings. Additional borrowing capacity also helps us free up free cash for more immediate one-time needs. Free cash will likely plummet over the next few years, providing less cash for capital needs. I am proposing no budget reduction to the library budget at this point. The budgeted number will still maintain the town's minimum appropriation requirement, MAR, and will not have to seek a state waiver at this point in time. However, due to the nature of the services provided by the library, this situation could change rapidly based on public health guidelines or gubernatorial directive. I've also proposed no reductions to the following budgets: Senior Center, Veterans Department, Town Clerk, Finance Departments, Human Resources, Planning, Inspections, Technology, Police, and Fire. The town did furlough or reduce hours of 7 at the Senior Center. Many of the part-time folks are paid through revolving funds of those services, i.e. the cafe and programs. The Board of Health and Public Health Services, i.e. septic inspections, line items are being merged. I'm also adding an additional $15,000 to assist the Board of Health in their work, which has been largely dominated by the COVID pandemic. The additional assistance is for additional septic and inspector services, which will free up both Kathy and Ginny's time to continue to monitor COVID-19 in FY21. State and federal assistance is also coming. We also know more responsibility will be placed on our Board of Health. Once we have more on those dollars, we will adjust the health budget accordingly in the fall. The Recreation Department will be reduced by 25%. It's anticipated that programs will likely be prohibited and or participants in those programs will be likely slow to return. The positive outlook is the Recreation Department is a self-supporting department. If programs ramp up again, we will accommodate that demand with higher revenues. In addition to $130,000 in personnel and expenses, I'm proposing to reduce the expense for concerts on the Common, about $12,000. The town agreed to take over this program, and I believe it's important to honor that commitment. But at this point, we will have to wait for further information on summer camps, daycares, and schools to make more informed decisions. The Department of Public Works will see approximately $150,000 worth of expense reductions from what we expected in March 2020. The DPW section has more on the reductions and changes in this proposed budget for the DPW. The implementation of the stormwater utility will be a major focus for in FY21 and decades thereafter. The public facilities will see approximately $500,000 in expense reductions. The public facilities section has more on the reductions and changes in this proposed budget for their department. Town administration will take a 10% expense reduction. FY21 Midway. It's my anticipation that by the end of the calendar year and or early 2021, we will have approved a local tax rate, a state budget will have been passed, and we will know more of where we stand from a public health standpoint, certified free cash, and much more. It's likely there will be additional reductions once the fiscal year comes into a clearer picture. If additional reductions need to be made in winter, the next level of services to be cut could be municipal staff reductions and/or department expense cuts, additional school department reductions, library reductions, which we will likely not be able to maintain our MAR status, additional staff and expenses at DPW and facilities, our largest municipal budgets, potential setbacks of major advancement that we have made to public safety, and suspension of public infrastructure projects. As I suggest above, the town will be monitoring the FY21 budget on a daily basis. We will need to return to revise the budget in some form come fall and or winter. This concludes the reading of the budget narrative. Links to the budget documents and to the town budget page are included in the show notes. The individual agenda documents for each of the budget hearings are also included. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.